Now, the Prime Ministers of New Zealand and Singapore have agreed to streamline flows of critical supplies during crises. Fran O'Sullivan is NZME's business commentator in Singapore and with us now. Hey, Fran.
Good evening. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you, Fran. How important is this announcement, do you think?
Well, it's very important in the great scheme of things, in the sense that we have deepened our relationship with Singapore. Obviously, there's been an economic partnership for some time, and listening to the Prime Minister of Singapore, Prime Minister Lee, who will retire from that role after 20 years later, he played a big part of tribute to New Zealand's role together with Singapore, not just only in defence, but he went right back to the Second World War and the role that we've played then with our own troops up in Singapore to help defend, and also in the Pacific. But he also talked about the moves that we've taken in multilateral institutions, setting up something years ago called the P3, which ultimately grew to become the TPP, or CPTPP as it's known today. And it was very warm. I mean, I think really the big thing is, you know, how do we make that relationship more sticky, leverage it for the future? And there's been talk about taking green tech business missions, for instance, up again into Singapore. And there's a big focus on that here. And there's probably about a third of the mission is probably comprised of companies which are in newer areas of the economy. So all in all, so far, you know, about 5 hours in, pretty successful, I would say.
Is there enough in this particular block of countries to, if we were to really ramp up trade to the highest level it could possibly go, that we might be able to be less reliant on China?
No, not really. You know, that's going to be a very long haul. I mean, really what they're talking about here is China Plus. If you're talking about our big commodity producers, we're not going to get that same access elsewhere in the region overnight. We will get access in time, but it'll be more at the value capture side of things. But I think if you're looking as to how we develop a more modern, technologically based economy, some of these new areas are really important as we develop ourselves. And, you know, the Prime Minister has been stressing, and he's been to a good deal of the business meetings so far, not just the bilateral with Prime Minister Lee, but he is an active participant, raring to go. And, of course, he's been a participant in prime ministerial-led missions before, particularly under Sir John Key's time. And so he has basically said everyone's here to work, but they're also here to have fun and seize the opportunities. And so far, I think that message is getting through quite strongly to business. There seems to be a strong amount of excitement, a sense of possibility among those I've spoken with so far. So, you know, it'll emerge over the week. It's a punishing schedule. Like, this morning started at 6:30, won't finish till about 10 tonight, and then tomorrow is pretty similar on a plane, then to fly down to Bangkok in the evening. And it really is, he's had a large part in making sure the itinerary is jam-packed and productive. So I think that's what he brings to the table. There's no faffing about and business cooling their heels and just being there for photo ops or wallpaper. I mean, business is really expected to engage on this trip. And I think so far you've seen a high sense of engagement.
Yeah, good stuff. Hey, so did you travel with the Air Force plane in the end, or did you go commercial?
Yes.
And did it manage to get there?
In the end, of course it did. Yeah, well, there was a maintenance crew on board. Yeah, no, I saw sense and realised this was not a very sensible thing to, you know, faff on.
Good stuff. Well, I'm pleased you're there safely,
it's
Fran.
It's a big mission. A big mission. Yeah, good stuff. Me too, actually.
Enjoy yourself. Fran O'Sullivan, NZME's business commentator.
For more from Heather Duplessy-Allen Drive, listen live to News Talk ZB from 4 p.m. weekdays or follow the podcast on iHeartRadio.